Catholics across the Democratic Republic of Congo are packing into churches to celebrate Easter, filling them with song and dance. Congo has Africa's largest Catholic population, and many worshipers use a specially adapted liturgy, which draws on African traditions. Emmett Livingstone reports from Congo's capital, Kinshasa.
It's evening in this desperately poor neighborhood of Kinshasa. Endless rows of slum housing and open sewers surround a neatly kept, whitewashed church. But inside, the atmosphere is hauntingly beautiful. Worshippers dressed to the nines in colorful wax fabrics take part in a solemn Good Friday service. This Catholic church offers what's known as the Zairean Rite. Approved by the Vatican in 1988, the Zairean Rite is a special form of Catholic liturgy adapted to Congolese culture. Usually, Congolese Catholic worship is extremely lively. There's singing and dancing from the whole congregation, including the priests.
Je suis Monsieur l'Abbé Kola Emmanuel Lubamba.
Father Kola Emmanuel Lubamba is a vicar at the Church of Paroisse Sainte-Claire and a leading expert in Congolese sacral music.
La danse accompagne notre culture.
Dance is an integral part of our culture, he says. African culture is a culture of movement. The dancing isn't restrained either. Father Emmanuel jokes that worshippers use their hands as well as their hips. This has a serious purpose. The idea is that bringing religion closer to Congolese culture brings Congolese people closer to God. Other parts of the liturgy are Africanized too. Jesus is depicted as an African man, and the priests carry ceremonial spears. Congo is a deeply devout, mostly Christian country. Around half of the population of 120 million people is believed to be Catholic. In a vast country marked by stark regional differences and violent politics, the church is one of Congo's few truly national institutions. It runs thousands of schools across the country, as well as a network of universities and hospitals. This gives it enormous influence, including in politics. At various points in Congo's tragic history, the church has intervened as a political mediator and as a promoter of democracy. In 2018, Catholic bishops backed protests against former President Joseph Kabila, who was trying to cling to power. Today, the church is trying to mediate again as conflict with Rwanda-backed M23 rebels rages in eastern Congo. This was the head of the Conference of Catholic Bishops, Monsignor Donatien Nshole, telling reporters a few weeks ago that the church can't stand by as people suffer. The church has tried to remain neutral between the warring parties, but its stance in the current conflict has also drawn criticism. A few days ago, an audience in Kinshasa hissed and shouted at Nshole as he tried to explain the policy. For most Congolese Catholics, those debates feel far removed. In Kinshasa, worshippers celebrating Easter say their faith is what gives their lives meaning. And throughout Holy Week, that devotion takes on a distinctly Congolese expression through singing, dancing, and full-bodied celebration. For NPR News, I'm Emmett Livingstone in Kinshasa.